Afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me today as guest, Mike in Kentucky. Good afternoon, Mike.
Yeah, evening maybe. Depending on if you consult the etiquette queens. Good evening. When I was growing up, they had these different... I think women that claim to be etiquette always say good afternoon until 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But of course, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so we could still say good afternoon to people in California. So,
Texas is, in central time. And so, yeah. I mean, it's still barely afternoon there, the way I see it, Well, I don't know. I think of it as afternoon until 6, But I know you're actually in, Kentucky is split, isn't it? Part of it's in central.
Once you get past Louisville, I think it becomes central time. And there's some counties that refuse to do daylight savings time. So it gets a little mixed up there for a while between Louisville and Owensboro. It's a little iffy as to what time it is when you go through their time of the year and all that. But anyway, fun stuff. I just don't have my cowboy hat on. You're supposed to tip your hat and say, afternoon, ma'am. Hey, I was just reading a story on ivermectin before the show, and that might be something we could bring up with all the turbo cancer fear that I've heard about. There was this Channel 18 news story out of Lexington today that said this guy had COVID for 640 days or some junk, and it finally killed him, mutated. Have you heard that fear porn yet?
Sounds like a case of that. Well, that first term we were using for gaslighting, long COVID, right? It was one of the first.
I know somebody with long COVID, and they had COVID, like, I think twice or three times. I also know somebody that worked in a pork plant that had COVID about maybe four times. And I kept telling him, I'm like, dude, eat some dark chocolate, get some zinc tablets or zinc cough drops, get you some vitamin D. And finally, they sent him to an endocrinologist, and the guy told him the same thing. I was like, see, all that work you missed because you were sick. But he was working with pork, and that's what I think. This thing has to have a vector. It ain't airborne. It's through some vector. And I have to wonder if the weaponized version of it was injected into pigs. Into animals with vaccines, because that would have got it spread a lot further across the world quicker. And the cover story is it was airborne, So.
And I mean, it's confusing for everyone. And then the whole nature of viruses thing can add another layer for people who choose to go there as well. I mean, as far as just, things that are drawn out. And so the label long COVID was applying. I mean, no, it's like legit people even were. I mean, my Monday co-host in the UK, for example, Paul Stevenson, Paul Edward Stevenson, he had what seemed to be, just a long drawn out set of these sort of symptoms. And, he didn't. He's kind of using the word long COVID to describe to people, So, I mean, and as far as the whole nature of the symptoms being unique to things before from cold or flu, that is very, I don't know. It, like, some people say that, well, you know, losing the taste of sense. I mean, the sense of smell and taste. And I remember even I know even Steve Elkins was mentioning that as something he thought was unique. But I mean, I've had other people mention to me, you know, all throughout the past. I mean, that's been a thing with like flu-like symptoms. And it's not that unique.
We knew when we had that weird taste in our mouth, we got the crud, because it usually would go around, you know, in schools or something. You tower it vectored, and then you get that bad taste in your mouth, and you're like, oh no, I've got the crud. So that happened to us two or three times growing up, and that's what that happens there. The biologists that I've talked to and pathologists is that your body is robbing zinc from wherever it can get it. And that is a immune factor. You got to have enough zinc to make these things called lysomes, which slice up these invading pathogens. Now, from what I've gathered, that lung imagery for mycoplasma pneumonia looks identical to the crystals from supposedly COVID. So I'm wondering if the whole thing was been a mycoplasma and it was in the meat, just like Gulf War syndrome. They had, you know, mycoplasmas they found in some of the experimental vaccines. So it could be a weaponized mycoplasma. It looks like the CIA actually paid laboratories and scientists to cover up the evidence that it was of a lab origin. But the original COVID, which we don't have, was a lab origin.
Well, I mean, you know, the one thing that is undeniable is that the normal stats for, well, I mean, flu. It seemed like regular flu disappeared, we're supposed to believe. And I mean, that just, it was obvious that got shifted over. If you were to really account for that, I mean, it's not like we had some unique event, you know, to the scale to justify what they did the world over and the greatest transfer of wealth during that money creation and those lockdowns.
They're still trying to drag it out, though. I just read that today on Twitter. A WLEX NBC affiliate in Lexington posted that on their X Twitter account, that there was a guy who died with a 324-day case of COVID or something, and it mutated in his body. It mutated to become extra virulent or something. So they're still trying to push the fear porn, and that's what I posted as a comment on their reposting of that news item as if it's news. And they didn't give any sources. You don't know, you know, who's saying this or what lab tested the, you know, the variant. It's just fear. That's all it seems to be. I'm trying to keep it going. I don't know.
Well, anyway. I know that there's some sort of treaty. This is with, is it the World Health Organization, I want to say, or maybe the UN involved too? I'm meaning to get the details myself. I heard another broadcaster mention it. It may have been on John Moore's show. But sometime in May, this is supposed to go into effect. And supposedly, I mean, you know, most of our first world countries have signed their sovereignty over in terms of potential pandemic and medical emergency. So they're going to use anything and everything in the future to justify using this. You know, they're not going to, you don't get legislation granted for extra power and not use it. That's just rule number one, right, Mike?
John Stadtmiller, in, I think, not too long before he died, maybe in 2019, it's on the YouTube channel for republicbroadcasting.org, I think is how it's listed on YouTube. And he's on there with how to deal with the lockdowns and quarantines that might be coming. I thought that was interesting. I just saw that today. I saw a link to their YouTube channel, or to Mike's YouTube channel, I guess, for republicbroadcasting.org. There's only, like, as far as I could tell, there's only about four videos on there, and that's one of them. It's John Stadtmiller talking about how to deal with the coming quarantine. I'm like, what? He had an early heads up on this, looks like. I didn't catch the date. It was either 2019 or maybe early 2020 when it was posted. I don't know when it was actually broadcast, but somebody wants to go check that out. It's on there. I just didn't get a chance to watch it yet. But no, there's.
Well, I'm sorry. Did I steer you away from, you know, the article, the specific point you wanted to make on this?
Well, the turbo cancers that are allegedly being attributed to the maybe Moderna and AstraZeneca, some of the messenger mRNA shots.
Well, particularly
there are
cancers.
seven studies now that have been published since 2020 mm-hmm. that shows ivermectin is effective against four main types of cancer. And there's a doctor that's got an article about it, you know, saying it's not medical advice, but here's how to use it. kind of amusing the way they do that. Like, here's how I would do it, you know.
But you know, this term turbo cancers has been, well, created to kind of gloss over or cover up the fact that this is from the mRNA technology, and it is technology. We have to remind folks of that. And it's messing with, you know, your normal coding, basically, for your immune system is a simple way to break it down to people. And I mean, this other term we've heard, like premature aging, to try to explain, I think it was maybe the cancers. But really, I mean, everyone now has family members, myself, other broadcasters on here, with a lot of these conditions that are suddenly becoming more common to them. Heart conditions, you know, related to clots or some sort of myocarditis or just blood pressure danger, you know, I don't know, like potential for, yeah, death from stroke, basically, you know, in a lot of cases, or heart attack.
Well, a couple of different things I was involved with in the fall of 2019, I was around some military people, and about October the 22nd, I think it was, I had that happen. I lost my sense of taste and smell in the afternoon on a Wednesday, I think it was. And I was like, uh-oh, I've got some kind of crud. And there was something going around real early in the fall. Somebody that I knew through, that was an ex-in-law, had such a bad case of flu in August of 2019. They were on like prednisone or steroids, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I did my protocol that I've done for years, and it was, you know, dark chocolate, black tea, and carrot juice. So you get some ions of zinc inside your cells to bump up that part of your immune system called the lysosomes. But twice in the last 20 years, by total coincidence, I ate at the same restaurant as my mother-in-law, and we both got some kind of stomach flu / food poisoning. Now, the first time that happened, or the second time that happened to me in 2010, I think it was, I lost 18 pounds in less than about, I'm going to say, 5 days. And then I was done with it. The only thing I could drink was some thing called like Reed's ginger beer. It made me feel a little bit better. It's not alcoholic, but it had a but you know big dose of ginger, which is anti-inflammatory, and some sugar. And so all that weight just boomed back on me in no time at all, within a month, and my joints all started hurting. So I was reading on, you know, clicking the clacking, reading on the internet, you know, what the heck's going on here. And finally, I came across the idea all summer. The only thing that would help was exercise. I could exercise and my joints wouldn't hurt for a couple of days. We're doing kayaking and mountain biking. I think at the time I had about a 6-year-old, 7-year-old when we were cycling around. But I went on longer rides with some of the bike clubs. So by the fall, I had finally decided I'm going to cut out gluten. And I also did low carb for about 6 weeks is all I could stand it. So I lost back 35 pounds. My joints quit hurting. I went to every church dinner, you know, 2 family Thanksgiving dinners, 2 family Christmas dinners. And all I did was avoid gluten breads and grains, And so I kept the weight off all winter. I felt good. My joints were hurting. And it, I was like, I was convinced it had to be gluten. I've since learned that the glyphosate can cause something similar. You know, you confuse your immune system when you throw stuff at it that is associated with something else. So if you've got grains and whatever, that peas, whatever that's coming at you, that's coated with that glyphosate, and maybe you're not as healthy as you'd be, you know, as far as eating enough fiber and keeping your intestinal inflammation down. Eating too much meat is a big one. But you get an autoimmune disorder that causes your body to attack itself. And it'll that glyphosate will pair up, your immune system will pair up with that, or you have a, I'm trying to remember the technical term for it, basically have an autoimmune response. It's like an associated allergy that occurs. And so I started eliminating stuff from my diet even before that. I got rid of pepperoni and stuff like that. So my immune system, the allergies, my spring allergies this year have been really good. You know, when I was growing up, I would wake up with my eyes glued shut this time of year, multiple ear infections and all that stuff. So I gave up dairy four times until I was able to say without a doubt that's what's making my mucus, you know, my membranes all stopped up over the course of about, I don't know, 12 years. And so there's things you can do that the doctor doesn't really want to talk to you about because he's not a dietitian or a nutritionist or anything like that. All they are is prescribers, right? But very few physicians actually tell you something that's what you would consider a home remedy. But they want to prescribe you something like prednisone or...
Yeah, that's a very nice euphemism, prescribers. I mean, come on, they're middleman drug pushers for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You know, let's be fair. And I mean, those synthetics, you know, I mean, your body doesn't take any of that stuff well because it doesn't exist in nature, basically. You know, but the patents and the insane pricing, you know, I mean, it's just... ridiculous.
Two different people, several years apart, got kicked out of the same nursing school for different reasons. But this nursing school was having trouble graduating people that could pass their practicum, so they were on probation for about 5 or 6 years. And this one guy in the early part of the internet, all he did was question that the measles virus causes measles. He had heard about that guy in Germany who offered this $100,000 reward. I don't know what year that was, 95, 96, that the Supreme Court of Germany ruled that he did not have to pay the $100,000 reward because it was his, he set the rules for it. And what he was demanding was one study that showed the molecular weight of the measles virus and that the shot was effective. And I forget what else, the measles caused, the measles virus actually caused measles. Well, this graduate student got the bright idea of throwing like four studies at him. And it turned out he won in the Supreme Court. The internet went crazy with that.
Well, here, we have the break, Mike.
Yeah.
If you're going to have to finish it on the other side, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, if you want to continue, please, sir.
Well, I was going to say, and now for the punchline, lucky we didn't say anything about the dirty knife. but we kind of went around the mountain with that, but it takes some background to use that story as an example of what I call the telephone game that happens on the internet. So when that ruling came down, this guy did not have to pay $100,000 to this graduate student who threw four different studies at him that answered all of his questions, supposedly. The internet had stories for years, and still you can find them up, that said, German Supreme Court rules the measles virus doesn't exist. Well, that totally destroys the credibility of what that guy was claiming. He did not claim that the measles virus doesn't exist. He was questioning that the measles virus is the cause of measles and that the vaccine was improperly designed because measles wasn't caused by the virus. So that was what his $100,000 reward was to do, was to show, he wanted somebody to show that vaccine was valid. And the internet just repeated that all over the place, and it's still a problem to this day, to find the truth of the matter. And so that's kind of an intelligence technique, you might call it gaslighting or poisoning the well. I think poisoning the well works because you inject a credibility problem with the whole story, and then everybody throws the baby out with the bathwater rather than dig and dig and dig to find out what really happened. And, you know, Mike Rivera's webpage is aptly titled because of that.
Sure, sure, so sure. And that's what I think the motive is with a lot of a controlled opposition, you know, fed trolls. You could have everywhere from Patriot Radio to social media. They anticipate people seeing them as kookifying the environment, and they anticipate people are going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, anything associated with the Patriot movement or being concerned about your First and Second Amendment rights or being in any way leaning toward the MAGA talking points or anything pro-white or recognizing Jewish power, and you know, they must all be crazy kooks like this one right here. And you know, we got to distance ourselves from this as much as possible. That is the anticipated reaction that they I think they try for. And there are these agents out here. I think even the small fish, they try to throw a little bit. They have plenty of money to throw at it, so they can pay some people to dabble even in the small time. But certainly, when you get more well known with your numbers and views, listeners, you know, reach, you're going to get some sort of a visit, right?
You'd be labeled a disruptor or a there's
like, I mean, that they, look, I mean, you know, everyone talks about Alex Jones, and it's like, you know, he's local to Texas, home of RBN, so that's why it's big buzz around here. But I mean, you know, better examples, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, you know, these people have been dealt with already. You know, they have an agreement, I'm sure, with the powers above, right?
They get, you know, they find ways to whatever, shut them down if they're not compromised by what I call the voluntary ankle bracelets or software-defined radios that people carry around with them everywhere.
And what about what about Mike Adams? You know, Natural News. You know, it seemed like he took a shift some years back there, and you know, now there are some things he just, I mean.
Well,
you know, like the Chinese thing. You know, he didn't always constantly have this Chinese takeover fear porn, but when he started doing that, I think is it indicates the time once he was approached, and you know, he had to incorporate some other things into his into his act, basically, to make it palatable to these
powers.
Well,
I think, right? America, in general, America needs an enemy. America needs a boogeyman. We You know, this funding for the basically the ethnic invasions that we've got going on is very suspicious. But we are separated vastly by oceans, and if you believe anything about the technology of surveillance, then it's probably a pretty good idea. Even if the Chinese put, you know, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand trained and armed soldiers in container freight cars. Once two or three of those were found, you can bet the National Guard would be at, you know, 15 ports looking for containers with Chinese soldiers in it.
And there's no motive. There's really no motive for China to want to take over the U.S. It's just silly. But,
well, financially, you know, I think they'd love to have all the farmland. You know,
we need external enemies. You don't want to look at the government as unneeded or your enemy. So, but I hear the break, Mike. We'll be back, folks.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard, Carey, and Mike in Kentucky. And
before I forget, let me give you the name of this article so you can look it up, the ivermectin article that I ran across, and I believe I saw it also on RBN in the last week or so. The title of it is Ivermectin and Cancer Part 2, Treating Turbo Cancer, 7 New Studies, released in 2024, which back up earlier studies. It's Dr. William M-A-K-I-S, Makis. He's a medical doctor, April the 6th, 2024. And, the article goes on through all of the basics, you know, on bladder cancer, down-regulating PAC-1, apoptosis, and adenocarcinoma. I mean, a lot, you get into these big, long medical terms, but you get the idea. There's several studies released in 2024, which, as he puts it, back up earlier studies, and he gives his recommendation as a practical approach to using ivermectin, but he says, of course, it's not medical advice. I think that's so funny when they disclaim their own musings by saying, hey, this isn't medical advice, but here you go. So I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that before I have to take my bathroom break here in a couple of minutes. I told you about earlier for about maybe 10 or 12 minutes, and I can rejoin you in the next hour for sure. But you mentioned Mike Adams, and my impression of Mike Adams is a lot like Alex Jones. He teamed up with him a lot, and what started to become in the alternative media PAY, Patriots, because they get onto those, you know, money-making things, you know, all the supplements and books or whatever. I had problems with his video platform, which he called Reel.video, and he says he was going to get sued by some French company, so he pulled the rug out from me. All the links I'd posted promoting Reel.video because I caught YouTube and Google suppressing my view count and my being and other people's too in search results, like Dale Bigtree. I've got screenshots of his stuff being suppressed. Even when you search for the exact name of the video and you give the video a unique name, that started on me in 2009 when I first saw that happen. But so when he launched his video platform, I said, okay, I'm going to get on it. And then he changed the name of it, and then I posted a bunch of videos, and he pulled the rug out from underneath of me saying, okay, you have to have, 5,000 views before you can post any more videos. So more than 10 videos. So I'd already posted like 18 videos. I was going to have to delete like 9 of them.
And again, this is his video platform, Brighteon.
Brighteon, right. So yeah. They've since fixed that. But, once you get out of the habit of posting stuff, it's hard to remember going back. I since found one called Utah Gun Exchange, UGETube.com, which I like. I can transfer all my content over there very easily. You can just use the link for the video, and it'll move it over there and change, whatever they call it, process it. You can just write the description in and go from there. But a lot of people locally, when they see me, say, hey, buy a dog, sell a hog, because that was one of our premier best-known local shows on the cable channel. So that's why I use that TV10 Moorhead, the email. And if you're looking for me online, I think on TLB Talk, which is associated with RBN, I think I'm TV10 Mike or something like that. There's all kinds of Mike Williamsons out there. There's a news photographer, a reporter, an author. So I had to distinguish myself somehow. So nobody else was going to take the ball and run with it and promote the station at all on the internet in 2003. So that's when I started, and I picked the email and the online moniker TV10 Moorhead. And so that's where you can find a lot of my stuff under different platforms. But anyway, just to explain that. But I also call it the target town of Kim Davis because there was 4 other clerks in Kentucky that refused to take gay marriage licenses with their name on it, or put their name on them, and they picked this town to make a national example out of, or even international. So it was a real spectacle that people didn't enjoy. They only want to be known for Phil Sims, if you know who Phil Sims is, the quarterback and ESPN commentator. They like to be known for stuff like that, but not so much, the town of Kim Davis. So, and that's still not resolved, by the way. They're still fighting over how much money she's going to have to pay. So, anyway, if I can take a leave of absence for a few minutes, I'll call back in shortly.
Take care of what you said you had planned there. I'm glad you accommodated, your night for this, because you already had some obligations with some other people in your sphere there. So get back.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in hopefully less than 20 minutes. I'll touch base again here, and we can jump and continue from there.
Yeah, sounds good at the top of hour two. Okay, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you. And I will continue with some news and a bit of a headline roundup, planning to get in some of what I didn't elaborate on from yesterday as well in this interim. And there were a couple of topics in particular I wanted to touch on with Mike in the second hour. So I'll hold off maybe on anything related to those. I have one curious question here as far as the most extreme states. And, well, really just how much strain, potential for an entire city infrastructure to collapse. And many are wondering, of the mega cities in particular, which might go first. And so of Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York City, which would be the first to collapse under its far left policies and just unsustainable sort of a, well, you know, engineered destruction, really, is what I'd say. We've had an overdrive in recent years. And again, it's going to be hard to dial back a lot of it. You know, you might push back on some, but just getting a percentage accomplished as the new norm, that's what the little hat crew always plans, you know. And then again, you know, just moving that Overton window a bit, people don't realize it because they think that far more was about to be the norm. By 2024 here, virtually all major U.S. cities have certain things in common. If you visit downtown areas of one of these major cities, you're likely to see garbage, human excrement, and graffiti all over the place. But of course, they're diverse. And that's the important thing, you know, they're diverse cities. No one wants to call out the elephant in the living room, you know, as this nation has had a demographic change, shifting away from mostly Caucasian. We've had this become more and more the norm. And of course, the big megacities, the big blue cities, the blue cities in general, that's where all of the benefits and job opportunities, outreach program opportunities, you name it, are. For anyone who toes the line of these weaponized kosher ideologies of leftism, if you will. Leftism, I mean, that can really get people going. And you know how I do call out the left-right paradigm, but nonetheless, certainly these agendas are being furthered, most of them at the moment, through a far left political centrism, if you will. And I mean, the economy, well, I mean, these people are conditioned already to make do with less. The whole, you will own nothing and be happy, right? In Biden's America, Bidenomics currently has 40% of renters thinking they'll never own a home. That's up from 27% last year. Even more and more Black and Hispanic voters are embracing Trump rather than Biden right now, in the run-up to November. On economics, some are also suggesting and well-being. But, and then there is less divisiveness in a Trump administration, a Trump America, if you will, rather than a Biden term. But that's just really in certain, well, talking points of the executive branch, right? I mean, look how much division there was because of Trump. And look how much tarnishing of anything pro-white was accomplished during the Trump administration. Oh, there was good and bad on both sides. You know, these Trump talking points. Yeah, Charlottesville, that's a big example illustrating my point. But nonetheless, we have a lot of Black and Hispanic
voters, seeing how the economy is just completely tanking. And you know, these people who are already here, they don't like you catering to all the new immigrants, you know, the fresh wave of black and brown illegal immigration. So, you know, you have the current black and Hispanic populations in the U.S. in danger of becoming the middle child in the family. With suddenly not enough attention on it because they're not an illegal immigrant who can't speak the language yet. I mean, you know, it's the same thing with the trans thing and the ultra gay thing. You know, they are getting attention from, you know, the black and mestizo stock of the U.S. with the same resentful effects from these bases. So, yeah, we're seeing more and more in the stats of, you know, yeah, Biden, even to Trump, losing more and more potential voter base. But, again, you know, elections, it's just something to make the citizens feel good and in control, and rigging is nothing new. It just was on a much larger scale with this last Trump Biden than in past elections. But go back 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years. I mean, you know, we could hash out a lot of the presidency questionable attributes. By the way, I did want to make a correction. I somewhat misquoted as I was recalling some discussions with Mr. Gaddy, and I made a reference to voting, which was really meant, well, in the original context, to compare, be analogous with the Constitution. I believe Mike said that the Constitution is, or was quoting one, the Constitution is something to pacify the citizens while they're being raped by the government. And, you know, I said the voting is something to pacify us. But, you know, it actually has a similar sort of implication there. And it really, the voting, the lawfare, these are just extensions of what was presented, you know, with my Constitution. So the point remains the same. And again, I mean, signs are all around us about the economy. Of course, this time, you know, I mean, and especially post-COVID with everything they've done, there have been some global economic downturns, not as much overseas as we're led to believe, you know, by our mockingbird COINTELPRO media out here in quasi-independent spook land. You know, there are a lot of these independent fly-by-night websites that'll come along, and they look very questionable, and even the names, just the whole way they come off, you're like, okay, this is such and such, you know, a kosher operation or a government backed sort of a slant. But no, I mean, allegedly iPhone sales in China are even taking a slump. And I mean, you know, who's to say? Are they just trying to just like, oh, China's economy's on the verge of collapse? Is this something we're just being told to try to negate the reality of our economies? Of course, the green policies make it so much worse by design. Another way put us in neo-serfdom. Stick around, folks. Final segment coming up, and we have hour two with Mr. Mike returning. We'll be back. A chip attached to the length of his way. To the ship with the mouth to the ground,
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And, well, yes, iPhone sales in China tumble. Allegedly 19%, worst quarter since 2020. Marginally lower in pre-market trading in New York, following a report that first quarter iPhone sales in China have been the worst since early COVID. So, overall, China, the world's largest handset market, recorded growth upwards of 1.5% year over year in the first quarter, marking the second consecutive quarter of positive year over year growth. But, I don't really think that China's economy is tanking the way ours is, the way many of the Western green agenda abiding
policies, economies. And, well, we're hearing, again, like how few people who are renting now think they'll ever own a home. Well, it's getting larger. Well, at least 40% already think they'll never own a home. They're saying home buyer payment hits record high. Mortgage rates climb back above 7% for the first time in 2024. Highest level since November 2023, 7.1% the week ending April 19. So, you know, I'm sure BlackRock and Vanguard are happy at the moment. But, you know, it'll be a while before they secure just the numbers game. You know, when you just look at the available units and how much they would like to accomplish it. Certainly, the clock is ticking for those of this generation still aspiring, well, of any generation who are in, you know, this time frame, in this era, who are still aspiring to become homeowners. And the quality of products, of course, is just ridiculously awful, hideous. We had a post-World War II, but pre-World War II as well, you know, high-quality American-made complex products. You know, now if we want something good but more reliable, it'll cost much more money. And in a lot of cases, it might not even, nonetheless, be outside of that planned obsolescence manufacturing format. Hour two, we'll have Mike in Kentucky back with us and more topics. And please, folks, do support Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page, or you can call us to donate 800-724-2719 extension 3 and say you want to help out. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.